Peace, everyone. Welcome to another episode of JL Jupiter TV. And in this episode, we visit Center City to visit a food truck that has no menu, no pricing. It's just one guy, one truck. He's only there from 12 to 2. You hand him $10 and he gives you a box of food. Whatever he cooks that day, that's what he gives you. And this actually looks absolutely fantastic. Look at this. Boom. Stay tuned for the video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Let's get it going. Right. That's what I was going to ask you. So you just cook whatever, right?
No, whatever. This is special. No, whatever.
Exactly. Definitely not whatever, but it looks like you got something good going on.
No. Only $30 a pound of stuff. No, whatever. Whatever you can get anywhere in the city. Menu. Here it's specific. Here you have a lot of stuff. Today you see this, tomorrow you see another truck. New truck. Got it? Not the same truck. Not the same guy, too. That's why I have no menu. If I put a menu, I'll be the same like everybody else. Can keep quality fresh in the menu.
It's really clean. Good
quality. No, you can't. So this is not a regular. You understand? It's correct. If you don't understand, it's a problem. Yeah. It's not easy to do this. They need a lot of. Gotta spend a lot of money to do this. Got it?
Got it.
So you don't want to spend money, then I want to get this food and get something else good. Nothing wrong. It's like you buy good shoes and a cheap shoe. Good one that lasts you a long time. And I want to measure your feet. Quality.
How long have you been cooking, sir?
Why don't cook here? I never cook. I'm not a cook. I'm not a chef. I'm not a cook. I'm not a nothing. Zero. How do you say zero? To be a cook is very serious work. You gotta put a menu there. I don't cook. Why? Huh? You know why I don't cook?
Why is that?
Because if you cook, I don't need the machine after this. This machine cooks. I don't cook. You see the machine? That one? That machine cooks. How you put the ingredients together, that's all that counts, and what kind of ingredients you buy. You got it?
Got it.
So now you buy cheap ingredients, you have a cheap shoes. You got it?
You got it.
You buy cheap falafel, you make cheap falafel. You got it? So now, I don't cook. These people that cook it, they don't know what they're doing. No, this is not a food to eat. This is if you have a pain, if you don't feel good, if you want to feel good all your life, it's a lot of stuff going on here. It's not a food to eat. To eat, you can go get a pizza, hoagie, cheese steak, gyro. They have a lot of restaurants in Philadelphia. Steak, good restaurant. You go to the steak shop. Yeah, you get a steak. All right, I'm all right? You get a good steak. You want steak? Done. Maybe just cheese steak. Yeah, I eat steak. Oh, yeah, I eat everything. Have a good day, enjoy it. I do this one since 1974. Not today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what happened in America stays in America. Now, that one, how you put it together, what kind of ingredients you buy. If you buy a silk shirt, silk material, you make silk shirt. Yeah, you don't have to be a designer. The material works, yeah? Just put it there, everything. You don't want to be like this, you don't want to be like this. You want to be the same.
Right.
This is quality. That's quality. Quality don't have price. Got it? Truck. All Salon's the best. Restaurant's the best. Anywhere you want. But what's going to happen to you later on, I don't know. Problem later on.
So you only open from 12 to 2, right?
12 to 2, yeah. Sometimes I come ahead, but 12 o'clock I make sure I'm here because I come from far away. This is a lot of work. It's not 2 hours, not 20 hours. Not 2 hours. 2 hours. 5 hours I have to clean every day this.
Right.
If this is not clean, I can't talk to you. I keep my mouth closed. Got it? Not talk nothing, little. That's exactly what it is. Every day is different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Today is like this. Tomorrow, tomorrow story, yeah? It's a lot of vegetables I do here. A lot of vegetables and chicken, yeah? A lot of vegetables. A lot. How much? A lot. A lot. Fruits and vegetables, that's it. Yeah, they have a lot of restaurants in Philadelphia. Too many of them. And trucks. You a truck guy? You eat in the trucks? Huh? You go to the trucks?
I go everywhere.
It's good. Right? I'm right, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Maybe not healthy.
I gained like 30 pounds.
That's exactly. This is not for that. This is if you want to lose pounds, it's good.
I love it. Okay.
If you want to lose
pounds, see, it looks really
don't
good.
Talk nothing. If you want to lose pounds, try 1 month, 2 months, you lose pounds. Yeah. If you want to get pounds, everyone's good. To lose, yeah. To win, pound, now. This is expensive. Just this sauce right there, maybe $60. The oil I put there, is very expensive. Very expensive. It's all about. The ingredients are expensive, not cheap. You buy good stuff, money, a lot of money. So that's really, really simple. I put a couple of palapas in the bottom because the bottom is like a building, you know what I mean? Just like that. They have a roasted pepper, spinach, zucchini, squash, carrots, avocado, and asparagus, and falafel. How many vegetables? How many? You know how many?
How many?
How many vegetables?
Probably like 6 or 7, I heard.
Huh?
Six or seven veggies?
Spinach, asparagus, avocado, carrots, and the one you don't see. It's a lot of vegetables you don't see. It's on the cupboard. You know what I mean? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. To do it home, you need $30 to buy the ingredients. $30, you buy it from the supermarket. Hey, have a beautiful, great day. Enjoy yourself. Take care.
Probably one of the best and most unique experience I've had at a food truck here in Philadelphia. So this is, when I say different, I mean real different, because you pull up, first of all, good luck with parking here in Center City. If you guys know, you already know. Parking is horrendous, but octopus falafel truck, no signs, no menus. Just one guy, one truck, he's cooking, you give him $10 and he hands you a box of food that is mad heavy. And yo, it doesn't look like $10. It looks more like a $20 dish at like a fancy restaurant or something like that, because the way he was cooking that thing, the way he placed the herbs and the bell peppers and the squash, and yo, it looks fabulous. Looks fabulous. So I'm ready for this. You guys ready for this? Let's do it. Let's do the reveal. Bang. He got falafels on here too. Look at all this food. Look at the freshness of this, y'all. And honestly, to have grapes in here, this is like one of those meals you cannot get anywhere, and you can get this at a food truck. Insane. Asparagus. Oh, here's the logistics. Let me go over the logistics with you. Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. And there's already a line out there before 12. There's no drinks and there's no utensils. The utensils, you either have to bring them yourself or go to a Wawa or somewhere nearby and get them, all right? But I'm excited, man. It looks already healthy for 10 bucks. The whole experience is, it blew my mind, honestly. And listening to him talk too, I can tell the man, he doesn't cook, you know, he creates. And something about his food truck and his vibes is very different. This is probably gonna be one of the best food carts here in Philadelphia. I mean, definitely stands out when there's no menu and he just hands you a box full of food for 10 bucks, all right? 10 bucks for all this. Nice crispiness. I don't know how he does it. I honestly don't know how he does it. Let's do a big scoop here. Oh my gosh. Oh. Wow. Just the chicken alone. I'm gonna show y'all again. Freshly made falafels. Let me sit up in my seat. This is taking me places. Got grapes in here too. You got avocado? Look at that. Wow, the falafels. Not only is this a game changer, you already know I'm about to say it, but this may be the best food truck, one of the best, probably one of the best food trucks in Philadelphia. From the experience to him just creating back there, you don't know what you're getting that day. And I'm gonna tell you something. If you guys ever walk past this truck, you're gonna stop by and get some food. This is, whoa. The flavors itself, whatever type of sauce he puts on top of that, and the falafels, and that nice charred grilled chicken. Nothing is dry about this either. I wish you guys can see this. You talk about the freshness in this meal, in this $10 box. The grilled bell peppers, the grilled chicken, the squash, I believe squash in here. The freshness is through the roof. The freshness is through the roof, and on top of that, you got the falafels that adds a nice crunch. And once you mix it in there with the chicken, the falafel and the chicken and the rice, whatever sauce, and the avocado, I am thoroughly impressed. This can rival any restaurant in the city. You hear what I'm saying? This man, whatever he's doing to the food, whatever type of ingredients, the way he cooks it, the freshness is really off the charts. This is a fantastic meal, if you're lucky enough to get one. That's the only downside of it. You gotta come to Center City and, you know, find parking here. And on top of that, you're gonna have to wait in line. And the way he does it is, you just tell him one. Oh, just so you know too, you can't come up here and buy all the platters. You just order one, and if you want another one, you have to go back in line, all right? That's his rules. He makes the rules. Actually, if a man could cook like this, he deserves to make any type of rules he wants, because the overall quality and freshness of this in every bite, insane. The man, he knows what he's doing. He's not cooking. He's like an artist back there, you know what I mean? Like Van Gogh or something like that. Last bite here. There's a lot of food. The man knows what he's doing. He cooks whatever he gets that day. So he's really creating. He don't know what he's gonna get in the morning. You know what I mean? Like that's a yo, the man understands laws of attraction, all right? And you guys would thoroughly love this place. That meal itself woke me up. I was feeling kind of like weighed down from all the food that I've been eating in the past couple of weeks. This food literally got me rejuvenated again, from the grilled chicken to all the fresh veggies and stuff, avocado, asparagus, squash, bell peppers. It is a delightful dish that anyone would be satisfied with. It will definitely go into flavor palettes that you didn't know was there. Honestly, I don't know what I'm tasting right now. It's garlicky. I don't know what it is, but it's delicious with the falafels. You get a lot of bang for your buck for 10 bucks. And the fact that he's back there just creating any whatever he gets that morning, which, you know, whatever is fresh, that tells you a lot about the man. He doesn't really care about the money. He probably just cooks just because he loves it, or it just reminds him of something. But you guys need to visit this place ASAP, Monday through Friday. I highly recommend. This is probably going to be like one of the best meals I've had in 2020. That's how good it was. Unique, robust, mad flavor. Octopus falafel truck. They don't have no social media. They don't have a social media presence or Instagram. So, you guys, good luck with this. Good luck in finding him. He's like, you know, he's like a designer in a way when it comes to the food truck game. So, I caught him at 20th and Ludlow in Center City, but he may move around. Once you smell it, find it, enjoy it, 10 bucks. You guys definitely be happy with this. Wow, game changer for real. So, y'all, thank you for joining me. Again, I want to say thank you to one of my followers. She recommended it. I am so bad with names. I think it's Sue Chang or something like that. She's in South Philly. And shout out to your fiance, Lewis, too. Thank you for the recommendation, guys. I'm always looking at recommendations. So, drop a comment. I see them and I do my research on them, and it has to be something crazy and unique. So, definitely try this out. Thank you guys for joining me. But this is, you know, who knows where we're going to be at in 5 years. But I definitely appreciate everyone for the support and the comment. We're going to keep moving this thing, all right? Peace to y'all. I'll see you guys on the next episode.